An interministerial committee of the security cluster probing the latest incidents of violence in South Africa's KwaZulu-Natal province has met with police heads and the team investigating the murders in Durban. Police Minister Bheki Cele, Minister of Defence and Military Veterans Nosiviwe Mapisa Nqakula, Minister of Justice and Correctional Services Michael Masuta, and Minister of State Security Dipuo Letsatsi Duba met with the police behind closed doors. The Interministerial Committee has identified several challenges faced by the team investigating political killings in the province. Nonkululeko Hlophe reports.
Police Minister Bheki Cele, Defence and Military Veterans Minister Nosiviwe Mapisa Nqakula, Justice Minister Michael Masuta and State Security Minister Dipuo Letsatsi Duba met with the police behind closed doors. The security cluster ministers admitted that there are challenges in solving political motivated killings in KwaZulu-Natal, the main being difficulties in accessing witnesses in the cases. Over 25 political leaders and supporters were murdered since 2016. The latest killing of an ANC activist in Pietermaritzburg, Musa Wenkosi Mkhonu, sparked fears of possible unrest in the province. Mapisa Nqakula says the team investigating the killings is faced with a number of challenges, including witnesses who withdraw their statement due to intimidation.
I think we should start by saying we interacted here with a multidisciplinary team, which was established in 2016. But we learned that before then, there were other teams which had been established to deal with this issue of killings, politically motivated killings. We are now in 2018, so we were interacting with a team which had been there for 2 years. It became clear to us as we were interacting with them that there have been enormous challenges they've been confronted with. And hence, the inability to conclude investigations of some of the cases timely. That is the main problem. But as the minister said earlier on, it's very clear too that most of these killings are indeed politically motivated, and they may well be intra-party. However, you can only make that kind of statement when the investigation has been concluded. Clear that there are challenges which the team has, and at times the witnesses themselves are reluctant to come forward, or in some instances where witnesses have come forward, they then change their statements later, or they are intimidated into withdrawing those statements.
Minister Bheki Cele announced that they have appointed a new acting KwaZulu-Natal commissioner, Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi. The province has had a number of acting police commissioners after Commissioner Mamunye Ngobeni was suspended in 2015. Cele says all stakeholders have agreed that Mkhwanazi should take over the reins pending the finalization of Ngobeni's suspension.
You will know that in this province, we have been minus the provincial commissioner for some time. At almost plus or minus 2 years is one area that we have definitely made the change. The commissioner, they have engaged with the acting commissioner, General Langa, and we have all agreed that we'll be having General Lucky Mkhwanazi as an new acting provincial commissioner of the province of KwaZulu-Natal. Most of you know him as a head of the special task force and as a person that acted after I was fired.
Cele refuted claims that political killings are as a result of the coming ANC KwaZulu-Natal elective conference.
Are these things happening because it's going to be conference here? No. The problems of KZN started some time back, but the period that we are working on much now will be 2011 to now. And we don't have conferences every year. So it will be a little bit not true that it can escalate, but we are aware, and those things will be also reported to the political leadership here, because if you say it's a political problem, there has to be political. But it doesn't mean that you should not arrest. We do want to deal with this culture of impunity in this province, that it comes to an end. You do the thing, you do the time.
KwaZulu-Natal Premier Willis Nkunu also revealed that he's expecting to receive the Murane Commission report on political killings at the end of the month. I'm Nunkulego Hlophe in Durban.